June, July, August, and September. Those are the most popular months to say, I do. With those months long gone, though, some newly married ones might be wondering just what to do with the wedding leftovers, especially the all-important wedding dress. Well, the Brides Project in Ann Arbor has a unique way for brides to find a good home for their wedding dress after the big day is over. And all of the money raised goes straight to the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor. Executive Director Barb Hiltz joins us now. Barb, my friend Lynn, who first told me about the Brides Project, put it perfectly. She said, I love this idea so much, I want to marry it. How did you manage to blend brides and the cancer support community?
It's a great sort of juxtaposition, isn't it?
It is.
The idea for the Brides Project came from a local Ann Arbor woman named Monique Slimers, who heard about a woman named Helen Sweet in Toronto who was doing something similar and liked the idea of raising money. And then Helen in Toronto was giving the money that she raised to cancer charities. And Monique herself had been touched by cancer. Her dad was diagnosed with lung cancer. And so all of this really spoke to her personally. And she wanted to bring the idea here.
And the idea being?
The idea is a business that raises money for the cancer support community. So we are a bridal boutique where all of the money goes to charity. So we collect wedding dresses from all over the country. About 3/4 of them have been donated by brides who have already worn them, already loved them, and often already cleaned them and stored them away. And then they hear about the Brides Project and think, wouldn't it be lovely to give my gown that meant so much to me a second life? The other 1/4 of them come from shops, from boutiques around the country who have perhaps overstock. They may be floor samples, but they're brand new gowns that they donate to the project. And then we sell them for really deeply discounted prices.
So give me an idea. If I walked in, if I was a bride-to-be and I needed a dress and I walked into the Brides Project shop, what would I find?
Well, lots of gowns. First of all, more selection than most bridal boutiques have. Right now, we've got 335 gowns in the shop in the inventory. And the average gown in the boutique sells for $350. So that is, anyone who knows the wedding industry, so much less than you'll find gowns for in traditional shops. So they sell for at least 50% from what they would sell for originally in a shop.
So when you launch this, what were you hoping to make and what did you wind up making?
Well, we hoped that in our first year open, I mean, most businesses, when you open, your goal is to not lose money.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
So we thought because we're run by volunteers, because we operate in donated space, we perhaps could raise $25,000. That was our goal in the first year. In the first year, we raised almost $70,000. We just celebrated our 1-year anniversary.
Knowing that there are so many worthy nonprofits and charities that are trying to stay alive in a challenging economy, yes, things are picking up, but it's still challenging. And the quest for funds, it's a never-ending quest. You know that as executive director. There are golf outings, and there are black tie affairs, and there are costume parties, and there are bachelor auctions. So those have had their place, but what you're doing, I think other groups could learn from, couldn't they?
I think so. Like many nonprofits, we don't charge for the services that we provide. They're all free. Families touched by cancer have got enough financial stress in their lives, and I think that's true of a lot of nonprofits. And there are only so many events that you can do. They are very time, staff intensive, and we no longer live in a world where we can go to businesses and corporations with our hand out and expect that that can be our primary way of raising funds. So I do think that the future of nonprofits is to start thinking outside of the norm a little. What are some revenue-generating, more sustainable sources for income and moving away from some of those traditional fundraising?
You must have seen over this past year of the first year some very lovely stories of people who perhaps, you know, feel like you say they're kind of fighting cancer by donating the dress, and people who found the dress of their dreams at a price they could afford. It's got to be a happy place to be.
People are moved by this, and everybody leaves proud that they were involved, whether they donated a pair of shoes or a dress or whether they're purchasing. They're proud that they've been a part of something. And many of them actually, people who will buy dresses at the Brides Project, want to let their guests know. They'll write something in their program or on their tables at their reception to tell them that they bought their dress at the Brides Project and how their gown is changing lives.
Barb Hiltz is the executive director of the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor, incorporating this wonderful Brides Project. And you can find out lots more by going to the website, thebridesproject.org. Thank you so much for sharing with us. It was fun talking with
you.
Thank you
for having me.
And be sure to join us tomorrow. We will, of course, keep you up to date on all things Election 2012 here in Michigan. And a special treat, legendary singer Betty LaVette is going to stop by the studios. We'll talk about her new autobiography and her new CD. Stateside's executive producer is Zoe Clark. Stateside's engineered by Bob Scon. Our contributors are Ellie Billings, Ellen Cortezoa, Emily Fox, Cameron Stewart, and Mercedes Mejia. This program is a production of Michigan Radio, a broadcasting service of the University of Michigan. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow at 3:00.